Welcome to AMG Academy. Get ready to dive into a vibrant community where insurance professionals come together to discuss the latest in sales techniques, innovative business strategies, and the power of collaboration. Whether you're looking out for the next big trend in sales or seeking insights into strategic business growth, this is your hub. This is AMG Academy.
Hello and welcome to another edition of AMG Academy. Matt McClure here with you. Really appreciate you joining us once again for this edition of the show. A lot of great topics to discuss this time around, and to do just that, I'm very glad to welcome in Jonathan Higgins and Tyler Heckman, both marketers with AMG. Hey guys, how's it going?
Pretty good. How are you doing?
Awesome. Doing great. How are you, Matt?
Doing very well, thank you. I appreciate you taking the time for me. And I kind of like to start out with, you know, the first time somebody comes on the show, if you haven't been on before, I just like to have you sort of introduce yourself to folks. So let's start with Jonathan. Jonathan, just kind of give a little bit of your background and maybe how long you've been with AmeriLife and sort of what you specialize in and focus on.
Yeah, I've actually, December this year will be 3 years that I've been at AmeriLife. Got my start in like a sales career in the solar industry down here in Florida. And then was looking for a market that you can build something in, if that makes sense, instead of just chasing the big ticket constantly. So I came over here. I would say I specialize mainly in Medicare supplements, with like probably a secondary focus on Medicare Advantage. Grinding, it's a great market to be in. It's fun, it's exciting, something's different every day.
Yeah, no, that's awesome. It really is different every day. And that, of course, is going to be a lot of the focus of what we talk about today. It's kind of like, you know, the more things change, really. Tyler, tell us about yourself as well.
Yeah, so I'm Tyler Heckman. I'm a marketer here at AMG as well, like you said. I've been here for almost the same amount of time as Jonathan. We pretty much started at right around the same time. I was a couple months before as a part-time admin. And then they brought me on to a marketer in January of 2023. Before this, this is a very new thing for me. Prior to that January 2023, I was very involved in the boating world. I worked at a lot of different marinas and stuff of that nature, doing a lot of customer service, you know, client interactions on a day-to-day basis, but just a super different, you know, work environment. And then, yeah, it's been great since, and I'm super happy to be in the marketing industry, especially in the Medicare space. I actually love it, and there's a lot of interesting parts, and I'm sure we're going to talk about a lot of it.
Oh yeah, definitely so. And I love that too. There are two very Florida stories with both of you guys coming from like, you know, boating and from solar. It's like, you know, sunshine and water. It's what Florida is all about, really. Well, and now, of course, you know, retirement and senior healthcare, that's a kind of the other thing that is really all about the state of Florida, but all about, you know, different markets across the country and with a company with as wide a reach as AmeriLife and our agents, you know, spread across, almost said spread across the galaxy, but it really is kind of that way. It really does feel like it. But talk a little bit about, you know, I mean, the Medicare space is, of course, huge, and more people, you know, aging every day are turning 65. You know, we've got, you know, just thousands and thousands each and every day who are reaching Medicare age. And so these topics that we talk about really impact a lot of people, and the agents who work for AmeriLife and affiliates need to, you know what is coming around the corner and or what has, you know, just come around the corner, to slap them in the face a little bit with all the changes that tend to happen. And some of those are, you know, come from CMS and obviously regulations and things like that, but some come from the open market and things like with MedSup and MedAdvantage. So what are maybe a couple of the biggest changes that you guys have noticed here recently in the Medicare market?
I mean, I think the biggest one that's the most fresh on my mind, this just happened a week and a half ago, is Allstate pulling out of the Medicare market. They were brand new in the market when I started. It was the carrier that I pushed the most, and they were a monster in the Medicare market. And I guess, you know, talking to some of the other marketers here that have been here, you know, 10, 15, 20 years, I guess that's just what comes with the Medicare supplement market. It's constantly shifting. You know, you're seeing a lot of crazy rate increases right now. I think personally, just because I think claims have been a lot higher since COVID, and you know, the carriers, they can't lose money on their book of business. And when loss ratios are above 100%, obviously that's not a good sign, right? But yeah, it's just, it's challenging, it's fun, there's always opportunity, and it's just, it's constantly shifting.
Yeah, that's the thing, you know, it keeps you guessing, really, if nothing else. Tyler, what about yourself? Any big changes that sort of stick out to you here of late?
Yeah, you know, another one that goes kind of right along with Allstate is not really carrier related, but more of like a state-based relation, the birthday rule. The birthday rule has been coming through more and more states on a monthly basis. And, you know, the trajectory of where that's going is it's probably going to continue to grow as far as more states adding the birthday rule. And, you know, that's going to change a lot for how clients look at Medicare supplement and how agents sell. So that's going to be, it's already changing now. A lot of agents are super familiar with it. You know, some of these very prominent Medicare supplement states have already changed, and agents are, you know, changing with the times, you know, whether they're, you know, maintaining their book of business a little bit differently or shifting to the Medicare Advantage world. You know, there's a lot of market shakeup, I guess you could say, with the birthday rule. It's not a bad thing, but there's definitely a lot of opportunity with it, and agents are looking to, you know, be advised on that for sure.
Yeah. And if there are some, you know, folks out there who are watching and or listening who may or may not be as familiar with the birthday rule, explain kind of what it is, maybe just in a nutshell.
Yeah. So the birthday rule is a period of time of, is actually a 60-day period between the date of that client's policy and their birthday, where they actually have the ability to change their Medicare supplement plan at a guaranteed issue. So they don't have to go through underwriting or anything like that. And you know, it is, you know, once a year. So they have the ability to do that. And what that means, you know, kind of for the Medicare supplement carriers and rates is clients are going to be shopping rate. Every single year, they're going to find the plan that has the lowest rate for them, because Medicare supplements is a Medicare supplement. Most of them have the same similar benefits. You know, it's all about, for those states and the birthday rule, it's all going to be about rate most of the time. So you're going to have a lot of business that gets rolled every single year when carriers start coming out with lower rates. And then you're going to see rate increases as well, because carriers can't hold on to that business forever.
Yeah, no, that's true. And that's, you know, it could be, you know, one of those things that leads to a lot of these carriers, you know, maybe pulling out of the market, in the, like, you know, where we saw Allstate, you know, that happened with them and all of that. And, you know, I mean, really, when something like that happens, when we see rate increases, when we see rule changes and all that, obviously, it's important for agents to stay nimble and be able to respond and communicate with their clients about these changes. What, you know, with the changes that we've seen here lately, what are maybe some specific things that agents should really be focused on to make sure that they are, you know, up to speed and can really, you know, talk to their clients in a knowledgeable way?
So especially an example would be Kentucky, right? Last year, Kentucky has been a huge MedSup state for me personally and for AmeriLife as a whole. Right around the beginning of last year, they switched from being a traditional Medicare supplement state to a birthday rule state. It creates a lot of opportunity. I almost look at it more as a positive thing for, especially if you're a young agent or if you're a new agent looking to get into the industry, it creates a lot of opportunity for you to find business. But if you are sitting on an established book of business, it kind of makes you have to be on your A game, right? If you're in a traditional MedSup state that transitions to birthday rule, you're going to have to reach out to your clients every year around there within that 60-day frame to talk to them, or they're going to be shopping their rate with somebody else. So I think on the agent side of things, it's like sink or swim, right? I think it's going to be a good thing for the agents that are on their game and are doing the right thing for their clients. For the agents that maybe aren't servicing the way that they should be to their clients, I think it's definitely a negative. And then on the client side of things, when it switches to a birthday rule state, I think that overall it's a good thing for seniors because you don't want to get on a Plan G Medicare supplement plan when you turn 65 at a cheap rate. You turn all of a sudden you're 72, you have health issues, your Medicare supplement company jacks up your rates, and now you can't pass underwriting to switch. So it definitely helps there. It's going to make premiums go up a little bit, but it'll make your premiums more stable in the long run.
Yeah, which is, good news when, especially, you know, if you're a senior, you're living on a fixed income and, you know, you need to be able to just sort of plan and know what you're going to be able to afford and just budget for that. I think that, any rate stability is going to be huge for those folks. Now, before we started, we were talking a little bit earlier, Tyler, and you had mentioned that, a lot of carriers are shifting more focus to DSMP, so the dual eligible special needs plans. What, for those who might not be familiar with those plans, explain kind of what those are and why the shift is there.
Yeah, so the MA only space, has a lot of market share, right? So the fastest growing product in the Medicare Advantage space right now is the C-SNP place, which is like, the chronic plan, stuff like that. On the DSMP side of things, those are really good plans for clients that may be in the low income areas, stuff like that, where you can, continue to get those really good benefits at maybe a little bit of a lower cost through a lot of these companies. Now, I am not 100% sure, and maybe Jonathan can touch on this a little bit, exactly the specific reason why you're going to see some of these carriers. I think it has a lot to do, honestly, with client retention. I think some of these carriers over the past couple of years honestly didn't expect to have the amount of enrollments that they did. And so keeping up with that has been very difficult. And so you see some of these carriers starting to shift in what their focus is going to be. Maybe not long term, but maybe over the next couple of years. But that's kind of my take on it. I'm sure we could go a little bit more in depth, but I need to do a little more research there.
Yeah, no, that absolutely understood. And Jonathan, anything to add to that? I mean, of course, the DSNP space, as you say, is kind of, I guess, taken off a little bit.
Yeah, DSNP is, I think the growth is going to slow down a little bit because of some of these states go into like a state-based exchange for all Medicaid eligible people over 65 and under 65. But I think on the C-SNP side, I know me personally, like when I started, I'd never focused on C-SNPs. I never really thought about it twice. I thought it was more of a niche product than it was a major market mover. But as you see more of these carriers come out with, like, especially the diabetic geared C-SNP plans, treating that as a chronic illness, letting them enroll in that, I think you're going to see C-SNPs kind of grow at a very rapid rate. Like, I think if you're not writing C-SNPs right now, that's definitely something that you need to educate yourself on. Like I'm doing right now, I'm by no means an expert on it, but I heard a stat a couple months ago that blew my mind, where it was C-SNP was the fastest growing section of Medicare Advantage over the past year, and it wasn't close. They were ahead by like 20 or 30% ahead of DSNP and MAPD. So I was like, I got to start educating myself on that. Everything in the market, it's always shifting. You always have to be learning. But I think as more of these plans come out, especially focusing on the diabetics, because I don't know offhand what the stat is, but I'm assuming it's a not nothing percentage of the senior population. I think you're going to see a lot of migration from diabetics that are on traditional MAPD plans transitioning to the new C-SNP plans.
Yeah, and that's right. I mean, and just so just for clarity for folks, the C-SNP plans are focusing on those chronic conditions and treating, like as you say, in a lot of these plans now, treating like diabetes as a chronic condition and offering those plans in that space. But then DSNP is those people who may be eligible for both Medicare and Medicaid. That's the dual eligible part of that name. And so, I mean, it's two kind of, different and maybe overlapping, markets there that, And a lot of these carriers could really tap into and perhaps fill a void that needs to be filled. But yeah, there's obviously a lot of growth there. And what do agents, I guess, need to do to, you know, I don't know if there are there special training considerations or compliance considerations, anything like that, that agents need to keep in mind if they want to move into more of those type of plans, either CSNP or DSNP, if they're not in them right now?
In terms of like making the sale, it's pretty much the same. You got to get the scope appointment. You have to wait that 48-hour waiting period and then rate them on the policy. It's not too much different in terms of like what the sales process looks like for the agent. I think the main difference is going to be just how many more clients are going to be eligible for these new CSNP plans.
Right.
To where I think the main thing that agents just need to do is just, you know, maybe brush up on it, educate yourself, be a master of your craft. Right. And I think that if agents do that, it's the similar sales process, and you should be able to pick up a lot of business just through diabetics that are, you know, 70 years old. They've been on their MA plan for 5 years. They might not be aware that there's a plan with more benefits that's available to them. So it's more just the agent educating themselves and then educating the clients.
And you're pretty much guaranteed to run into those type of clients.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, there you go. I mean, that's a good point that you bring up. And, you know, I mean, with all of these changes too, I feel like that are happening and will continue to happen, because, you know, it's life, and the thing that is constant is change, of course, especially when we're talking about the Medicare space, it seems like. But yeah, I mean, you know, with all of the changes that are going to continue to happen, I think one of the things to point out too is that with agents who tend to be, you know, if you're out in the field and you're working with people and you're meeting with clients or prospects and continually just getting focused in the day to day, don't forget too that there is help. There are resources there. Yeah. And, you know, through AmeriLife, through AMG, you can find all of that. Yeah. Keep in mind, you don't have to go it alone, right?
Yeah. Yeah, I can relate to that a little bit just from the prior solar experience. You know, when you're out there door knocking and you're by yourself, it can be a very lonely feeling. And I think that that's one of the main value adds that AmeriLife brings to agents. You know, obviously all FMOs have the same carrier contracts, support. I mean, you can have Sunfire, you can have Connecture. I'm a Sunfire guy, but you can go pretty much anywhere and find a quote an enrollment platform on par commission levels, support and stuff like that. But I think the main thing that we provide is our model, and when you call into AmeriLife, you're calling into the same person every day that knows you, understands your business, has a relationship with you. You're not calling into a call center where, you know, you're getting someone different every time just to help you with this specific issue.
I always hate that when you call in somewhere, and even if it's just, you know, calling in, if I'm a customer somewhere and I'm calling in and it's like, okay, now I'm calling it, but I'm getting a completely different person, maybe in a different city somewhere, who I have to then bring up to speed on all of the things that have happened. Maybe if I'm calling about the same issue that I called about before, I've got to then bring them up to speed. So you don't have to worry about that when you're calling AmeriLife.
Yeah, correct. I think that's, it sounds cheesy, but I really do think that that's the, on top of with everything accounted for, I think that is the biggest value that we provide.
Yeah. No, I would definitely agree, because it really can be frustrating if it's the other way around. So yeah, I mean, it's a lot of change. There is a lot of shifting going on in the markets. What do we see? Are there any other things? I mean, we've been talking about kind of trends, and, you know, you mentioned, Jonathan, earlier, where you think, you know, probably, the growth maybe in DSNP will kind of taper off some, that kind of thing in the future, but anything else that may be sort of coming down the pike, any trends that we see in the future that people might need to be aware of or at least prepared for? I know it's a little bit of me asking you to get out your crystal ball and make predictions here, but anything else that we might see coming down the pike in the future?
Yeah, I think if you're a Medicare Advantage agent and that's your main focus today, I think right now, today, you need to start learning and educating yourself on hospital indemnity plans and different ancillary products to help fill the gaps of MA. I think that Medicare supplements and MA is always going to be on a pendulum. It's going to swing for a couple years towards MA. It's going to swing a couple years back towards Med Sup. And I think the dichotomy of like MA and Med Sup right now is, I think Med Sup, you're going to see a huge transition from Plan G to Plan N, which is going to make more clients, I think, choose a Medicare supplement because it'll be not as painful on their pocket. And on the MA side, I think you're going to start seeing these plans start to offer less and less benefits as claims start to go up. Because if Medicare supplement plans are experiencing higher claims, that means that Medicare Advantage plans are too, right? And I think you're already seeing that. I know when I started 2 years ago, almost every state, every county, you could find a pretty juiced up Part B give back plan, with $1,000 dental benefit. That's hard to come by now. It's only in specific markets. So you can kind of already see the benefits not being crazily reduced, but just not as out of this world as they used to be. And I think as that trend continues, I think to protect your clients, you need to start looking at things like a hospital indemnity plan or a cancer, heart attack, stroke plan, or just whatever ancillary product you can find to fill a gap in an MA plan.
Yeah, that's great advice there. Because yeah, you know, just make sure that you can keep, you know, answering the needs of the client. I mean, that's really what it boils down to, right? I mean, you got to be able to meet the needs of the client, and if you can't, they're going to find somewhere else to go where somebody can, right?
Yeah, you don't want to. I think you should treat every client like they were your granddad or your grandma, right? You don't want to get the angry phone call 2 years down the road after you wrote an MA plan because they have a $6,000 hospital bill, right? Like you want to be very upfront, explain to them the holes that are in the MA plan along with the benefits, right? Because I think Medicare Advantage plans are great, but you need to explain to them like you do have exposure if you are going to go get sick or stay at a hospital or life happens. These are options that you can take to help fill those holes. And then from there, it's up to the client what they want to do. If they want to, you know, maybe they can't afford the extra stuff, or maybe it's on the agent, maybe to try to find cheaper options. But I think as long as you're transparent and do a good job of educating the client on the benefits and the downsides to Medicare Advantage plans, I think, you know, you're doing everything that you can. You can't force someone to pick up a product, but you can explain to them how it would benefit them.
Right.
Yeah. I mean, to piggyback, not only are you providing them with, you know, full comprehensive coverage on most of those Medicare Advantage plans when you pair it, but, you know, you're also going to be, you know, helping yourself as an agent in retaining those clients by having multiple products on the books with them. You know, when they have questions or get called from other agents, you know, oh, I have two products with Agent Smith and I'm going to call Agent Smith because this doesn't make sense to me. And that's a good way that a lot of agents that I work with, you know, go about that. And I know a lot of agents, you know, out in the industry do that as well. And there's also, you know, there's always a way to, you know, find target areas to target some of the hospital indemnity where, you know, you have clients that say, oh, maybe I can't afford that. You know, there's areas all around that have, you know, Medicare Advantage plans that have Part B givebacks, kind of like what he was talking about, where you can kind of, you know, provide that hospital indemnity almost at free of cost when you really add it in to that Medicare Advantage policy, having that Part B give back, you know, paying for itself in a way.
If your Part B give back is $170 and your hospital indemnity plan is $50, you're still netting profit of $120 on your Part B give back, and now you're covering the holes of your plan.
Right. Yeah. And I love that, you know, that you say it's like, you know, you've got to be able to fill all of those needs, meet all those needs, because, and if you offer a wide enough variety of plans, whether they be, you know, Med Advantage, Med Sup, anything that's ancillary to that as well, then you become the go-to for your clients. Like they're not going to go somewhere else. They're not going to, you know, if they get those calls or solicitations in whatever way from another agent, they're going to be like, oh, wait, I know a guy, or I know a gal, you know?
You change from you're their Med Sup guy to you're their insurance agent.
Yeah, exactly. That's you know, the one-stop shop. That's what you kind of what you.
It's weird how that works, right? Like, it seems like pretty much everything in this market, as long as you focus on doing what's best for the client, like the incentives are there that it works out for you in the long run.
Yeah. Well, and that's the thing too. Like I find that to be very true, because I do a lot of work on the retirement planning side as well, just in my own personal my own personal business part of this industry. And so yeah. I focus a lot on more on the financial part, but yeah, it's like in that way, whether you are on the health side or the wealth side, just doing what is in your client's best interest. If you meet those needs, then you really can't go wrong.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, retention rate, and you're probably going to see your referrals go up 10 times. Like if you're doing a good job for everybody and people like working with you and you're taking good care of them. I mean, seniors seem to be like, they usually have like a tight knit community, and somebody's going to ask, like Betty's going to ask Sue, hey, I need to pick up this product. Like, do you know anybody I can go to? Or, you know, I think overall in life, right? Like it's almost like karma. Like if you do the right thing, it works out in the long run.
This is very true. And so, yeah, just do the right thing. That's the bottom line for me anyway. Well, before we wrap things up here, guys, anything like Tyler, let's say if you had one thing that you want agents who are listening or watching to take away from this episode, what would you say like maybe that one sort of good, strong nugget of information would be?
Yeah, I would say to, you know, try to stay as up to date as possible with the changes that are going on. And the way to do that, you know, is by reaching out to someone like us here at AmeriLife, AMG specific. You know, we have all of the data and market research available to keep you as up to date as possible. And yeah, it's just about staying on top of things.
Yeah. Well, Jonathan, what about you? Anything else that you'd like to add to that to maybe sort of leave agents with who might be listening or watching?
Yeah. Exactly what he said. I think that in a market that's always shifting, if you keep yourself educated on the trend, on the breaking edge of the trends, you're learning about things as they're happening. And if you have an upline like AmeriLife where they're keeping you updated on it, I think knowledge is everything in a market like this. And if you know what's going on, or you have an idea of what's going on and kind of a higher level view of everything, I think that it's almost impossible not to be successful.
Yeah. The success will find you. I feel like if you just, you know, it's like, you gotta be prepared for whatever may come, and you've got to make sure that you stay educated, and you've got to make sure that you keep your connection to your marketers. I cannot say it enough times, because you do not have to go it alone. Even though sometimes if you're an independent agent, it feels like you're going it alone out there. You don't have to do that.
Half of my job is just, you know, doing market research and reaching out to my agents and letting them know the shifts that are happening.
100%.
And that's amazing to have that resource out there, so that you don't feel like you're alone. And I know that all the agents do appreciate it very, very much. Well, Jonathan Higgins and Tyler Heckman, both marketers with AMG, thank you guys so much. Really do appreciate it. I look forward to having you back soon.
Yeah, thanks for having us on.
Thanks for having us on, Matt. Have a great day.
Thank you, you too. And thank you for listening and or watching this edition of AMG Academy. I'm Matt McClure. We'll see you next time.
Thanks for joining us for this edition of AMG Academy. For more information on any of today's topics or to contact us, visit AmeriLifeMarketingGroup.com.